Here we go, Mike. We got the Florida State kid, Dalvin Cook, sitting up here at one. Shoulder injuries, a problem. Ankle and hamstring injuries also have been a problem. And, of course, the off-the-field stuff.
Yeah, so we talk about, I think Leonard Fournette weighed in at 240, right? It's going to be the highest since they've been tracking this. He'll be, if he were drafted in the first round, which we anticipate, to be the heaviest running back ever to be drafted. And I say that only because do you have concerns about whether or not Fournette could be versatile, which is really what we see from a lot of our top backs now, right? Le'Veon Bell can catch over 80 passes. David Johnson can do the same. Zeke Elliott, honestly, he can do what he wants. They don't throw it to him as much, but Zeke Elliott is obviously good in both facets of the game as well. And I think Dalvin Cook mirrors those guys in that same way. I'm not putting him on that level. It's a little bit too high of a praise, but I think Dalvin Cook can be that versatile back and is somebody like Devonta Freeman who he had some question marks, not the same types of question marks, but he had some question marks about whether or not he can shoulder the load. He basically, I mean, he had them. He had won them the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I hesitate to say it because I can still get frustrated with how that game unfolded, but he had them in the catbird seat to win the Super Bowl. If they gave him the ball a few more times, they win.
Yep.
Dalvin Cook could be that guy. If he's on a team with a whole bunch of pieces, he could come in right away and explode. I get worried when I see him projected to go to the Jets because that's a wasteland right now. Yeah. They have made a decision, for example, in the last week.
To give up.
We're done with 2017. Everybody's gone, including Brandon Marshall, who was under contract. We're just going to let him walk, and we're starting over. So for him to land at a team like that, I would think would be really unfortunate if he, you know, if he gets to a team like the Panthers, who do have a lot of pieces around him to project, or somebody trades up to go get him, which you don't see too much with running backs. But I like his versatility. Is he as good as Devonta Freeman? I think some people have, you know, a lot of people have him graded higher than Freeman coming out.
Yeah, I definitely do. I think Cook has what you want in a first round back, that home run hitting ability. And you brought up some great points and just made me think about him teaming up with a guy in Jacksonville and TJ Yeldon. That's a very good 1-2 punch with Cook leading the way, getting 20 carries, because we've seen him just be that explosive talent. Against Michigan, you saw him get down the sideline on a wheel route and leave defensive backs catching the football and running downfield. So you're absolutely right. That versatility is what you want out the position. And I think Fournette is more of a traditional back receiver as far as your swing, screens, flare routes. But a guy like Cook is someone you can actually utilize in your passing game downfield more because of his natural receiving ability as opposed to just basic back receiving responsibility.
Let me ask you this, E, the shoulder. You know what I'm saying? Been dealing with the shoulder since high school. You know, it flares up again in college. I'm quite sure right now in Indy, maybe Dr. James Andrews got him someplace looking at his shoulder right now. That shoulder is going to be something that's going to be keyed on because when you're in the running back, you know what you got to do, unfortunately. You got to block. And being able to block, and your shoulder is a part of that.
Well, he does a good job in blocking. I think, you know, because I'll tell you right now, I've been on team no running back blocking forever. Like, no running back loves to block. But he does a good job of it, at least getting in the way and knowing who to block. I think that's important. You only have to block for about a second and a half, and he does that exceptionally well.
Just give Devonta Freeman a call.
Exactly. And you look at him with the shoulder. I think what's funny is that as explosive and as dynamic and fast as he is, he's stiff athletically, which lends itself to injuries. So he's going to have those fast guy injuries, the hamstring. He's going to have those shoulder injuries because he's built funny. You know, he's more legs than torso. And he's a little stiff in his movement, so he's not as fluid as you would like to see, which is why he probably takes a lot of contact on that shoulder. He can't contort his body a certain way to avoid or lower it to where it doesn't, you know, absorb a lot of contact. I think that's an issue for him, which is why you probably see him tend to go out of bounds a little bit more so, as opposed to lowering that shoulder because of how he's built. I think that's something you have to worry about, but with his talent, I'd be willing to gamble on that 10 days out of 10.
This is definitely a first round guy. This is not.
Absolutely.
Okay, because, you know, one thing I worry about these kids coming out, these running backs coming out this year, is the immediate comparisons. Can you do for me what Ezekiel Elliott did for Dallas? See what I'm saying?
It's too much. Yeah. Too much to put on these guys. Zeke fell into a, I mean, that's a once in a generation spot to land in. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously David Johnson and Le'Veon Bell fell into good spots, but Zeke behind what is by a significant margin the best offensive line in the league. You can't really count on that for anybody else.